Henrik turned to him, a smile on his face. "It's just because they don't think our crappy equipment will last 10 minutes as part of the main assault," he said. "And besides, sideshows have a way of turning into the main event." "It's being so cheerful that keeps us going," Nave said. "As soon as this briefing wraps up," Henrik said, "we should get down to the racks and spend some time with our drones. Make sure none of them have rusted away." "They get the standard checks," Nave protested weakly. "Standard checks aren't worth shit," Henrik said. "All they do is a tight beam laser handshake to see if the drone is going to wake up when we need it to." "I'm talking about pulling them apart and putting them back together. Make sure nothing has gone to shit." "But I've got 20 drones in my pack." "It's your call, but I'm going down to the racks." "I'll call around," Nave said. "We can go down to the racks together." "Smart boy," Henrik said. Nave was walking the corridors of the huge ship on the way to pick up Henrik and head down to the drone hangar. He should really have been jogging. He was falling behind on his exercise quota. But he didn't care. It was a health nut in relation to Henrik. Henrik could spend days at a time at his quarters without moving his skinny old carcass further than the drinks dispenser. There was nobody to see if he was keeping up with his exercise anyway, or care. The Galaxy-class drone transport called Galaxy Dog was so huge